ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meeting with NATO allies in Brussels, saying that the Biden administration won't slow down in its support of Ukraine during its final few months in office.
It's so critical to the security of the United States, the security of countries throughout Europe, and we will do that. And as well, to continue to shore up everything we're doing for Ukraine to make sure that it can effectively defend itself against this Russian aggression.
Donald Trump has tapped former Green Beret and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be the next Secretary of Defense. He has been critical of women in combat roles and describes January 6th as a protest that got out of hand, not an insurrection. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, a former presidential candidate, have been tapped to run a new department called the Department of Government Efficiency. Congress still must create such an office. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Spirit Airlines is headed for bankruptcy. The low-cost carrier's proposal to merge with Frontier Airlines fell through earlier this year. This is ABC News. Changes are on the way for the lunch menu at some schools across the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
Kraft Heinz says it's pulling Lunchables from the National School Lunch Program. It comes after Consumer Reports urged the government to drop the product from school lunches entirely. Kraft Heinz bet big on its push to get Lunchables into schools, modifying the product to comply with federal guidelines, touting Lunchables as a way schools could cut costs. But nutrition advocates criticized offering processed, branded foods in schools, and Kraft says the demand never materialized.
At least 11 people are hurt, too critically, after an explosion at a factory in Louisville, Kentucky. One witness says it sounded like a shotgun times 1,000. 5 years after the fire that raced through the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the work to restore it is finished. Officials there making that announcement earlier today. The cathedral will officially reopen next month. Investigators say the fire was either sparked by an electrical problem or perhaps a cigarette. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because it's this to go bad.
I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. What made the difference? Doc Rivers.
One of the things we've been harping on is getting to the paint, create more threes. Well, shot 56 of them today, and 50 of them were great shots. We just didn't shoot them well. But man, if we play like that every night and get those shots, we're going to be fine.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Bears Sunday. Linebacker J.J. Enagbare on what it was like last week, learning the team had traded Preston Smith to the Steelers.
He's been here all my 3 years here, and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
College football. The Badgers with three games remaining, starting with Oregon Saturday night.
The number one team in the country coming in, you know, with an incredible opportunity in front of us. You know, it's going to be a challenge. I think that's the thing that we got to make sure we stay focused on.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyonce might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyonce has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning. It'll become cloudy by later this afternoon. Becoming breezy, too. Our high 51. Tonight, scattered rain developing. Our low 43. Tomorrow, showers continue, ending by about midday. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time it's done. Cloudy Thursday, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will co-host. We'll talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on Trump's plan for the Department of Education. Plus, the truth bomb too many Democrats need to hear. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Oshkosh Air Support. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Welcome to Men in Black.
Oh, man, we are.
All three of us. Look at us.
Oh, yeah, Todd, too. All men in
Show
black.
Show yourself, Todd. Oh, there you are.
All right, there you are.
Wow. Is it because we're all a little thinner now? We want to even look thinner?
Thinner, yeah.
I have no comment.
You're
Come
no
on.
Todd,
I have no comment. Come on. But black is to, like, hide your...
I know, but he's saying we're doubling down on our weight.
Yeah,
I went to the doctor yesterday. Yeah. I'm getting there. I'm not where I want to be. But
what you said is very good.
Yeah, it is compared to where I was. But, you know, we're all doing...
Are you not going to announce that on the air?
No, 204. That's... it depends. I mean, look back when we first started.
How far were you back when we started? Can you remember?
Yeah,
you said 214. I thought it was higher.
That's what I
thought you were closer to 220, to be honest with you.
I have to look. I got it in my book. I'll look during one of the breaks. But yes, it's good, but I still have a ways to go.
I remember one of the weight loss things that I got fired from when I was at the other TV or the other radio station. Yeah. I failed so miserably. But they used to make me bring out this a rubber thing of like 5 pounds of fat. What 5 pounds of fat
it looks like.
Man. What it looks like.
Yeah, you see that.
And it is a big thing.
What they tell you in training is carry around 20 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a lot when you carry it all day. I mean, you carry it a few minutes, but you carry that up steps all day. That's a lot. So to lose 20 pounds is a good thing.
My high, which was when I got my hip replaced and during COVID, so I literally was doing nothing but sitting and watching old movies and eating, was 247, and now I'm 215. So that's
awesome.
My biggest drop.
That's good on your knees, too, and your hip.
My doctor even told me, he said, okay, as far as for rehab, the less weight you put on that hip, you know, the better. So that was I had an actual physical incentive.
Okay, I thought you talking about rehab. Rehab for your hip. But that was rehab for something else.
Celebrity rehab.
Yes.
Yes. That was my doctor, sad show. Todd, did you used to watch that?
What's that?
Celebrity Rehab with Dr.
No.
What's his name? Not Dr. Phil. He had the little glasses.
Yeah. Dr.
Drew?
Yes.
Dr. Drew. And it'd be these people that like had been athletes or you know, huge Hollywood stars, and now they were just at the bottom.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, here's the...
Well, I bet some people like that because it's like, oh, they thought they had everything. And now, you know, it's...
But here's the ironic part.
Wow.
They were so far down that instead of just going to a normal rehab like the Betty Ford or whatever, they needed the money to be on the TV show. To kind of get clean.
Yeah. Oh, so they were really
down. And I mean, some really big name people.
Wow.
I mean, it happens, man.
Well, no doubt.
It happens easy.
I went to the doctor yesterday. I didn't mention your name, although he knows we work together. But he did talk about weight loss and he talked about sleep. And remember, you and I talked about sleep once in a while. And he told me, you can call him if you want, but there's.
I think I've got it.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Sleep apnea.
I think I've got it.
And. If you do, you got to test it, right? And in the old days, like...
And what did I always say when you told me that? I don't want to go into someone's office and sleep.
Yeah, you got to go and they put all those like things on your head, and it just it's weird. And I've done that. They're super nice about it. They give you something to eat, you fall asleep, give you some Ambien so that you sleep, and then they test your breathing. Right? Do you wake up 10 times a minute, or 60 times, or 40, and then they set.
But did they tell you you stopped breathing?
Yeah, they tell you how many times.
Because I told my brother when I was asleep, I fell asleep at the deer camp.
Yeah,
and he's watching a game, and he goes, "Do you know you stopped breathing?"
Right. Well, they'll tell you how many times you stop, but then you got to get the machine that forces air into you and at different levels. Well, anyway, they have these at-home test kits now, and that's what you need to do.
I will do that.
Then you have to go into a lab and
I did not want to do that.
No, I hear you.
Yeah. I could. Okay. I still got a bad memory.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I'm sure she didn't mean anything about it, but the time when I was getting my colostomy.
Right, and they know you. Colonoscopy.
And just when she gives me a shot to kind of make you, you know, okay, it feels important. Yeah. And she goes, "Can I just ask you one question?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. Sure, go ahead. It's really interesting." No, but are you the Mino from IXX?
Oh my God! Yeah, there's nothing worse.
Right? Yeah, she goes, I win the bet.
Yeah. No, they actually shouldn't do that.
I know.
They shouldn't do
that's
that.
That's funny, though.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're out. You don't know what's going to happen after that.
Right. I figure them are taking pictures of whatever.
Right. Yeah. Like they did with that.
Smiling next to my.
Right, right.
Hey, guess who this is? Quick poll. What do you think this is?
Remember that guy did that with Joan Rivers?
You got in trouble with absolutely.
That they didn't like that.
Actually, you know who else? I was reading a book on Joan Namath and the nurses got in big trouble. This is back in like the 60s. And they took like Polaroids of him. You know,
really?
When he's I'm always worried that somebody's going to do that to me.
Yeah. Oof.
Would you do that, Todd, if you were like a orderly?
Oh, absolutely not.
Just to sell.
I could trust you.
I didn't make any money.
Been in situations where it's like,
I could see you as an orderly. You seem like an orderly kind of guy.
No, I couldn't handle people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a good bedside manner at all.
Oh, my God. You seem like you'd have the best.
We wouldn't last, John. That we know.
No, but you know what I'd be? Here's the deal. I'd find somebody interesting, and they'd come back, John, room 217, they don't have water.
Right.
It's been hours. Okay, I mean, really? I can't just finish one story? Wow. Who brought in those chocolates? Are those for anybody? Or no, that's how I'd be to the patients.
Okay, I thought you were looking around here. I wasn't paying attention.
I'd be like that.
Yeah. Anyway, he said, I don't see this guy all that often, but how important at our age in sleep, and then this weight loss, and you know, it's good. He goes, look, you know, fist pump, you're doing good. But I talked to him about that Ozempic. And first of all, he said everybody's on it, which I think he just meant it like, you know,
well,
a lot of people are.
Tell, though.
He said he said a lot of people are. And I said to him, what about the online? You know, he said, look, the federal government gave a lot of licensing because there was such a supply problem. So they licensed people to make starts with an S, whatever that's called. And he said, just be careful. But if you know someone who's buying it online and it's working, go to that source. You know what I mean? Like, don't just do something.
Do you need a prescription from a doctor?
Well, yeah, you do.
You
but
do,
the
okay.
But the prescription you get online. Do you have a weight loss? Are you obese or what's your weight? And then do you have any other medications, or do you have cancer? Do you have this or that? And you say no, and then then you're prescribed.
Wow,
and the test isn't like you go into our doctor. So
but
it is a prescription.
I will say this though, they've got to change some of their things for obesity. I mean, come on, I would have to be like 160 pounds to not be considered obese.
Yeah,
like for my height, it's like, are you kidding? If I was 160 pounds, which I was like when I was 14 or something, I would look horrific. People would be like, what's happened to John?
Like, I know you guys scolded me yesterday, but there's a point where you look healthy, and then there's a point where it's like, okay.
Totally agree.
And a guy said to me one time, do I look good? You ask your wife, but just ask your mom. She can look at you and say you look healthy or you don't, you know? And I just think some people go a little too far because I can see that. Like you get, you know, something at 100, I'm at 190, at 180.
Well, you get addicted to it almost.
Right.
It's like a pleasure standing on the.
Yeah.
But I remember Max McGee, and this is no lie, sitting around having beers with Max McGee and McCarran, and I think it was Lynn Dickey for a benefit thing, whatever it was. And somebody said, Max, you've lost some weight. He goes, yeah, but I'm stopping. He said, I stopped drinking for a while, And everybody's, oh, what? He goes, no. He said, I look terrible. He said, my face got all shrunk.
They get gone.
And yeah. People kept asking me if I was sick.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I don't want to look that way.
Right. But I do think it's hard to stop once you get that mojo going. You know. I would think. But anyway, he said, like, a lot of people are taking that Ozempic. And it's not a bad thing. And if you get off it, you just got to be able to manage it. But he didn't say, no, don't do that. He's like, you know, he said, I just put my sister on it. So I don't know.
Well, I'd like to try it.
Just I think I'm going. I'm going to talk to Nikki when she comes in.
I mean, if the main thing is it takes away your appetite.
He said it's unbelievable. And I asked him about it. How does that work? And he said, look, you don't even want to look at food. Can you imagine that?
I mean, like when you have the flu or something.
Yeah. But I mean.
Yeah. You get new glasses?
No, I don't
know. Oh, you found those? Today is Sadie Hawkins Day. I'm glad. Todd, when you went to high school in Laconia?
Laconia.
Yeah.
Did you have Sadie Hawkins Day?
We did.
We did not. Did you?
Yeah, we didn't call it that, though. It's just.
I'm glad they don't have that. You know why?
Why?
I don't think I would have been asked.
That's right. That's like.
That would have been embarrassing.
It's like turnabout or whatever, right? It's just the girl asked the guy out. Who was Sadie Hawkins?
Is that from Little Abner?
I'm not sure.
When she was always chasing Little Abner?
Okay.
I used to love it. I would get the newspaper since I was like 7 years old. And I would go to the cartoon page and read every cartoon. Whatever happened to cartoons? And talk about a job that nobody has anymore.
Oh, the Far Side's awesome.
Oh, that Far Side is phenomenal. I got that book. Dom, I think, bought me the book one time.
With all
I
of
still
them?
Read the. Yeah, oh, they're God, still that's phenomenal. Funny. They're
that's
still.
That is awesome. That is good. But no, Sadie Hawkins, we didn't call it that, but it was called.
There's one yesterday. I just had the guy that's this, you know, the day that could have changed the world, you know, this. Professor, far before his time, you know, doing some of the dinosaurs, he's going to stick this thing in the dinosaurs. And scientists were obliterated. That guy, how he could sit down there and read those things. Unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think I would have been asked to Sadie Hawkins Day dance.
At Roncalli, and you can ask your wife will vouch for this, it was called twerp.
Twerp?
Yeah.
That's kind of a derogatory
No, it was because the woman is required to pay.
Twerp is kind of.
It was called twerp.
What does that stand for?
The woman is required to pay.
It's an acronym.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you call somebody like a little twerp when they were...
Right. Exactly. I never made that connection until you twerp. That wasn't...
He's a little twerp.
Right. Not it was exactly. A thing back in the 70s, I think, but...
Did you get asked?
Yes, of course.
By who?
My sister.
Watch this. Did you get asked, yes or no?
Yes, I went. I don't... Yeah, I
did. By who?
I had a couple.
What's she doing now? And,
married in Colorado.
Yeah. Want to call her?
No.
Don't you call her up?
Sadie Hawkins Day. Let's do it.
No.
You want to do it?
No, absolutely not. No. Her sister lives in Green Bay, so I see her once in a while.
All right.
But anyway, yes.
Let's work on that. World Kindness Day.
Isn't that nice?
Boy, we can use some of that. Do you see what's going on in Amsterdam at the soccer games?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they got this video of people just being knocked and just stomped on.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hug a Musician Day.
Oh, we'll save that till Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dear Santa Letter Week. I save every letter every letter my daughters wrote to Santa or my son wrote to Santa. I always made sure my daughter Amber had the greatest one. Dear Santa, I have a question for you. Are you real? Check yes or no. And she had the little boxes and the whole thing. I saved all of those things.
Yeah.
No. Whoopi Goldberg, 69. Not a fan. You?
No.
I mean, I don't care about her politics. Just something about her that just
bugs I liked
me.
Her. No, I liked her in The Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost.
That was awesome.
She was like normal then.
She was normal, but I don't, that whole View, I can't stand that.
Are we like the male version of The View?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're more knowledgeable. I would like to think that.
Hey, we got some knowledgeable people coming up. Like I said, we have cooler guests than we are.
Every day.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 36 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. It feels almost like nicer, though, without the wind.
Without the
that
wind, but
wind
it was
the other day was ridiculously cold.
But there's frost out there today.
No, I know that, but you know what I mean? That wind that we had coming off the bay the other day was crazy.
Yeah. I used the heated steering wheel on my car for the first time. I never had a car with a heated steering wheel.
Yeah.
And I was always like, who needs that, right? I used it this morning. I'm like, I'm never shutting
it's
this off.
Right, I was going to say, you're going to have the rest of the year.
Is that your Kia?
No. Remember, I got rid of the Kia. The Kia blew up, so I've got the Chevy Equinox.
Okay, so I went to the oil place yesterday, trying to fix, because I got it. They said, boy, you got to keep an eye on your oil because it goes through so fast in these Kias. So it's a quart, about 1,000 miles. That seems like a lot, doesn't it? It burns a quart in 1,000 miles. So that's what I'm supposed to get a change every 3,000 miles, which I've never done in my lifetime that soon.
Yeah.
But does that seem like a lot?
Yeah, I don't know about that stuff. I don't.
All right. But anyway, I saw a little truck that I really liked. Okay? Not even going to say where or whatever. It's a little Nissan truck that I want that so bad.
Okay.
$16,000.
All right. That's
my
doable.
Kia has 98,000 miles on it. How much do you think I could get a trade-in for that?
Four.
That's it. Todd?
Five?
Four or five, maybe.
I paid $23 for it.
They don't care. Maybe more.
I was hoping for eight. Any car dealers out there, how much would you give me? It's in great shape. It's got the heated steering wheel. No, it's not missing a window.
Would it be worth?
It's not missing a window.
Window
it's
doesn't just, work.
No, it does. If you're over there, if you're sitting in the passenger seat, you can roll the window up or down, but it won't activate from the driver to that. So that's nothing.
Yeah.
You mean it's electric window, obviously, but it only works on the one side?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you can get it fixed.
You don't have to tell anybody that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Where did that come from?
They don't necessarily check that stuff really closely when they bring your
car. I told you when I sold my old Jeep Cherokee Sport, and guys, look, he says, is that window not? Is that what? I go, yeah, it's a piece of plexiglass. There was an accident. I said, this car was in an accident? I'm like,
mistake. Yeah.
That's when I locked my keys in for like the 10th time. Right. I took an axe and smashed in the window.
Wasn't really an accident, though,
No, that was more just by design.
It didn't ruin the frame or anything.
No, exactly.
Like that.
So it was good. I had a little duct tape in there. But anyway, How much does anybody, somebody help me out here. I need $16,000 to buy this truck I really want. And because I don't like big trucks. I used to have a big truck, big Ford. And I'm not a good parker. No. I'm not a good backer.
Nissan upper. Are small trucks.
It's perfect size.
For you?
Yes. So does anybody want to buy my Kia? It's a Sportage. Kia, very nice. Heated seats. Heated.
For $16,000.
That's nice. Yeah. Heated steering wheel. I don't even know how to use all the heating elements yet, to be totally honest.
Heated seats are nice.
So I want to sell that and buy this truck. Will somebody give me money for it? Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
Also, okay, I'm so bad at certain things. Uh-huh. You know, you always say, oh, you're handy on that. Okay. You know what I cannot figure out? So, and this, okay, this goes back to the story I was telling you during the break that I can't get into too much detail on.
No, don't.
But Todd, so I was at my favorite store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dollar Tree.
Yep.
And I needed some body wash.
Okay.
Just like, I'm cool. I'm using body wash instead of a bar of soap.
Sure.
So I didn't have my glasses. So I bought this stuff, and I thought was, okay. Well, it turns out, okay, so then, I mean, I'm not going to talk about which parts. Inflamed. Parts of my body are inflamed and itchy like you can't believe. It was something for your scalp. It was a scalp treatment.
Oh, my, like Denorex or something like
something.
That?
Something. And I used it for like a body wash, and you can't believe what's happened.
Do you remember the old commercials for Selsun Blue? They'd have one shampoo on one side.
Absolutely.
One, this side's tingling, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what you did.
My
to your body.
Body is tingling like you can't even believe. But here's what I'm getting at. That's not the point. What I'm getting at is that I'm so
cheap,
horrible at doing little things. So I bought a bottle of aloe. Aloe?
That's all right.
How do you pronounce it? Aloe?
That's all right. That's, okay. That's a cream. That's like aloe from the plant.
You know what is so difficult? You know what's very difficult? When you get those bottles and they got the squeezed, you know, the yada, 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 to activate that thing.
Oh.
You just get turn it, but
it doesn't. It doesn't. So I have to take the whole cap off whenever I get something like that because I can't figure out how to get that thing working.
That's why they're at the Dollar Tree.
We need to get him a nurse.
Have you tried? Let me ask you this.
A little bit more money.
Let me ask this. Have you tried opening a little packet of like Advil these days? You want to talk about not just childproof, but it's like you have to take a knife and open that thing.
You got to bend over the top and then you got to tear it in half.
Doesn't work. Got a text where you're throwing 3 cases of oil with your car, John.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You know how much a quart of oil is though for that?
$10
for a quart.
No,
what's in a case?
Much.
24.
Is it 24 in a case?
Yeah. It's $10 for $40
for a case of oil.
Huh.
I don't think so. People don't spend that
it's
kind
the,
of
it's
money.
The synthet- it's 5W. It's 520. The top synthetic oil, like Havoline or whatever. The top, you know, it's almost like where they put it in race cars. Yeah.
So I'm just looking up cases of oil. Like regular 10W30 is about $37.
This is like $240, I think.
You're probably looking at the synthetic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's DW40.
DW40.
You're thinking of the spray, WD-40.
But isn't that oil that...
It's like 5W20. That's the viscosity.
Why do they call it the 20, 30, 40? Isn't that the number of tests that guy did to get to that?
No, it's how thick it is.
Yeah, there's... Okay, all right. I'm going to think of something else.
Yeah, no, it's the viscosity. I love throwing out that word, the viscosity. It makes you sound kind of smart.
That is a cool word.
Yeah, I'm going to use that as much
it's
as
like
possible
velocity,
today.
But... Yeah. Okay, I like that word.
I know.
Viscosity.
There are certain words you just hear, and it's like, I'm going to use that because it just automatically makes you sound smarter. Hey, Bob, what's the viscosity on your own? It's 30. All right, thanks.
I like the word enuncio. Like, I'm going to...
What?
You need to contact the enuncio.
Enuncio.
The enuncio. That is... that's the Pope's go-to guy in the United States, the enuncio. That is a cool title.
The enuncio?
The enuncio.
Okay. Actually, you know what? This kid that was changed my oil... I couldn't get it. I just kept yelling his name at him because I thought he had such a cool name. Santiago. So Santiago!
I bet he loved that.
He did!
I bet he loved it.
He's tatted out. Let me see your ink, Santiago!
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Probably put water in my crankcase.
Yeah, right.
Santiago!
Got his boys out back waiting for you.
Right.
Call me Santiago for the rest of the day.
Nah, I don't think
so. You know what I would never do no matter what? I'd never get one of those nose rings. He had one of those nose rings.
Yeah.
Women so often now.